least this time their unconsciousness was medically induced. Now they're gonna start easing off the meds tomorrow. They want them to wake up gradually. That fucking juncture, sir, that was not their fault. I've explained what happened with it. This is absolute bullshit. With all due respect, Commander, they are my brigadier. They are part of my squad, and I take full responsibility for that run, period. An inquiry is wholly unnecessary, and if you think that I'm gonna let you come after my second in command like this, then that is absolutely not. Of course, but you know. Yes, impulsive, absolutely, I'll admit to that. But at the end of the day, I was the ranking member on that run, not them. The blame falls to me alone. They almost bled out to death on a dirt floor in the Outlands. I think they've more than paid for their recklessness on this particular occasion. Please, just... They don't need another demerit on their record. While their actions were... hot-headed. It was also incredibly brave, and they almost died, and I... Pax, we've known each other a really long time, so please, just... trust me on this, sir. I'll give them hell once they are cleared. You know I will. Can we at least spare them the permanent bureaucratic blotch on their record, please? Especially seeing as they're not even lucid enough to comprehend it right now? I appreciate that, sir. No, no, of course not, obviously. There's still accountability for the supplies, just attribute that to me. Unlike our hothead in there, my record can afford to take a demerit or two without much fuss. Which is only fair, it was my fault. Going soft on me, Commander? Look, while I appreciate the sentiment, it's undeserved here. I know them. I knew they were about to try something. I fucking knew it. I can always tell when they're about to pull a stunt, and if I had stopped them, none of this would have happened, but I wasn't quick enough to- No, wait. I'm sorry, did you not hear what the healer said? 20 more minutes, and they would have been leaving the space in a body bag. This is on me. I am the one in charge out there. I am the responsible one. I am the one whose job it is as their captain to anticipate these things and to keep them safe and alive and to... Barely. You shouldn't have made it out of that. You know, for someone who is... such a stickler for protocol. You have got a real bad habit of interrupting me, you know that? Yes. One of them. And only in the shoulder. Not anywhere close to what they did to them. I know I got them out. But the point is, they should never have been in that position in the first place. I could have prevented this entire thing if I had just... controlled them better, if I had only just... Yeah. About as effective as controlling a tornado. I know. Yes, sir. To repeat it? What kind of power trip are- oh, come on. What am I, three? Really? Yes, Commander. Whatever you want. Ahem. The idiot almost dying was not my fault, and it was my actions that kept their sorry ass alive. Unquote. Are you happy now? Or did that make you happy? Are you satisfied now? Oh, God complex. Who said that? Look, I don't know, man. I'm just saying that the power that came with that promotion, I think you're enjoying it a little bit too much. I'm just saying. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I know. No, I'm alright. Look, I'll grab some sleep later. I'm just gonna go sit with him while I fill out the log and the rest of this paperwork. What do you mean? What is that supposed to mean? I don't know what you're insinuating here. There is nothing going on between me and that idiot in there, if that is what you're trying to infer. No. Cut it out. We are friends, we're partners, work partners, and nothing more. Look, Commander or not, if you don't wipe that smirk off your face, you're gonna need a healer more than the hothead over there. You hear me? You just get going already. Just get going. Don't you have a job to be doing, Commander Pax? Go intimidate some new recruits or pretend to sign some important papers from behind your shiny new commander desk or something. I don't know. Just get out of here. Yeah. See you in the morning. Such is my curse. Alright, I'll see you then. Hey, and Pax? Thanks. You and me now. Well, me and your seemingly constantly unconscious body once more. Stop making a habit of this, by the way. I hate having to carry the conversation, it's tedious. I like it better when you're throwing in your idiocy every now and then. Oh, and also, by the way, I just saved your career, yet again. You're gonna owe me for that. I don't use my influence with him for free. Oh God, I swear, is your hair ever not in your face? You're a mess, you know that, right? I know I said you probably wouldn't be able to hear me, but as you demonstrated earlier, you seem to have a propensity for remembering things while passed out. So, oh, in another news bulletin, Pax definitely knows something is up between you and I, so that's a thing. That's a thing that happened. I don't know how he does his mind-reading voodoo, but he's been doing this since I knew him back at the academy. If you ever wanted to know the dirt on absolutely anyone, Pax was your man. Not that he'll ever tell anyone about us, don't worry. He'd never do that. But expect to get shit for it once you're awake again, because I guarantee you, he's gonna mess with you about it. You're a bit of an easy target when it comes to that. Yeah, I know, I'm gonna have to repeat all this once you're less dead-like. But that's okay. Because you're alive to hear it. So for once, I'll repeat myself as many times as you want once you wake up, okay? I won't even yell at you for full 24 hours. Consider it an early birthday present, Hothead. And I updated your mom. I pulled a few strings, so she'll have clearance to come see you tomorrow.
You're welcome, yet again.
And that, you don't have to pay me back for. That's a freebie. I know you wouldn't want her to worry.
Hell, I wouldn't want her to worry.
She went through enough raising the terror that turned out to be you, so... least I can do. So, just don't worry, okay? I took care of everything. You just focus on resting. Maybe try putting some common sense into that reckless brain of yours, alright? Just don't change too much. I'll be right here, okay? I mean, granted, it might be a bit hard to find me amongst the mountain of your paperwork that I'm having to do, but I'll be right here nonetheless, okay? So you just keep resting, alright? I've got you. I'm not going anywhere.